Cuba plans big economic reforms under U.S. pressure. Overview of the package. Cuba presented what it calls its largest set of market-oriented reforms since the 1959 revolution. The plan includes 176 measures aimed at opening key sectors to private and foreign investment. It envisions turning some state-owned enterprises into joint stock or equity-holding entities, allowing private firms to hire more than 100 workers, permitting foreign capital and private ventures, and enabling individuals to hold accounts in foreign currency. The reforms also target agriculture, tourism, banking, and the currency market, along with the introduction of a value-added tax. The announcement comes as the island endures a prolonged oil embargo imposed by the United States. What the reforms seek to change: the package broadens participation by the private sector in the economy and seeks to reorganize how state and private entities operate. It allows private companies to employ larger workforces, accepts foreign capital in private activities, and enables private citizens to manage foreign currency accounts. Officials say the measures also permit private ownership of multiple firms and allow salary negotiations within companies. In short, the government intends to expand private activity across several strategic sectors while maintaining a social responsibility role for the state. Legislative process and leadership statements. Prime Minister Manuel Marrero presented the program to the National Assembly, noting that the reforms are not a departure from socialism, but a development within it. The plan is to be debated and approved by lawmakers. President Miguel Díaz-Canel described the changes as urgent to prevent an economic collapse. The Central Committee of the Communist Party backed the reform package in principle, though detailed provisions had not yet been released. Former President Raúl Castro expressed support for the direction of the reforms. Context and potential impact. Analysts describe the package as the deepest economic reform effort in 7 decades. The outcome will depend heavily on the banking system's ability to access and move funds held in foreign currency. Foreign and domestic businesses have long reported difficulties in withdrawing or transferring hard currency from Cuban accounts. While the measures expand private and foreign participation, their real effect hinges on implementation and the market's response. International dynamics. The reform push occurs amid sustained U.S. pressure, including the oil embargo that has exacerbated shortages and outages. Washington has signaled an interest in changes to Cuba's economic model and, at times, even hinted at improving relations if the island adopts policies more aligned with market principles. Some U.S. officials have indicated that better ties could follow prudent reforms, though no concrete timetable was provided. Conclusion: the reform package marks Cuba's most ambitious market-driven shift since 1959, expanding private and foreign investment across key sectors and enabling state companies to reconfigure into private or mixed structures. It opens the door for private firms to hire larger workforces and allows individuals to hold foreign currency accounts while introducing a value-added tax. Yet the ultimate impact will hinge on banking access to hard currency and the ability to implement reforms effectively, with the market's response and appetite for change determining the pace of transformation. Set against sustained U.S. pressure and an oil embargo, the reforms are framed by officials as a strengthening of socialism rather than a retreat from it, seeking to preserve social objectives while expanding private activity. In sum, the changes carry significant potential, but their success will depend on governance, practical execution, and the creation of reliable financial channels that can sustain growth and social stability. Frequently asked questions. What is at the core of Cuba's reform plan? Cuba unveiled 176 measures. It liberalizes the economy, invites private and foreign investment, and turns state firms into market entities. Which sectors will open to private and foreign investment? Agriculture, tourism, banking, and the foreign exchange market. Private and foreign capital will be allowed. Can private companies have more than 100 workers? Yes. Private firms can hire more than 100 workers as part of the reforms. Will people be able to hold foreign currency accounts? Yes. Individuals will be allowed to open foreign currency accounts. Why is Cuba doing these reforms? To fix a struggling economy under U.S. pressure. Leaders say they will keep socialism but let more private business grow.